Lack of vitamin D is a major problem in Britain, where a baby recently died of a deficiency. Caitlin McHugh spoke to medical experts about the importance of vitamin D and whether deficiencies are common in Australia.
Vitamin D is vital to a lot of what goes on in our bodies. One of its most important roles is calcium absorption, and without enough of it, you can have serious problems, as Professor Robin Lucas, head of the National Centre for Epidemiology and Population Health at the Australian National University, explains.
So severe vitamin D deficiency, because of that effect on calcium, what happens if you can't correct those calcium levels, then what the body does is it will use the bones as sort of a store of calcium and phosphate. So what the body does then is actually try to maintain calcium levels by pulling that calcium out of the bone. So severe vitamin D deficiency causes a bony disease in children called rickett, pictures that you see of kids with very bowed legs. That's often rickett. And then there's an equivalent disease in adults called osteomalacia, associated with weaker bones and pain in the bones.
While vitamin D deficiency is prevalent in much of Northern Europe, Australia's weather means it's less of a concern here.
So vitamin D deficiency is less of a concern. There are less people who are vitamin D deficient in Australia than in the UK, just because it's a much sunnier country. We have much higher levels of UV radiation.
However, vitamin D deficiency is a concern for some groups of people. According to Dr. Natalie Ong, a health specialist and developmental paediatrician at Westmead Children's Hospital in Sydney.
Vitamin D has been found to be a lot more common than we previously thought, and it's a lot more prevalent in specific races, particularly the dark skin races, women who are covered, women who wear hijab and do not have as much sun exposure.
An increased awareness of the dangers of sun exposure may also lead to deficiencies becoming more common.
Because of the campaigns, you know, like the Sun Smart campaigns and people using lots of sunscreen or avoiding exposure to sun, is actually more prevalent than we once thought it was.
Professor Lucas says that statistically, vitamin D deficiency isn't very common in Australia, but it does depend on how you define deficient.
When you talk about vitamin D deficiency, you need to know where people are drawing that line, because obviously if they say, you know, vitamin D deficiency less than 30 nanomoles per litre, well, there's not that many people, 6% of the Australian population. And if they say it's less than 75 nanomoles per litre, well, that's probably half the population.
Dr. Ong says there is some evidence that vitamin D deficiency can affect more than just your bones.
Vitamin D deficiency is also associated with poorer sugar metabolism and, you know, use of insulin in the body. And also there's some studies that suggest that it may also affect the cell growth and regulation in cancer. So it may have some cancer-modifying effects as well.
But Professor Lucas says that view has become a little more tempered as studies come under closer scrutiny.
There was a huge explosion of research from about 2000, which suggested that vitamin D deficiency was the cause of just about any ill known to mankind. So everything, heart disease, lung disease, you name it, it was caused by vitamin D deficiency. Much of that work has now been shown it just doesn't seem to be true.
Vitamin D deficiency isn't nearly as big a concern here in Australia as in Britain. That's partly down to our sunnier climate, but also the efforts of doctors here.
There has been a lot of work in promoting vitamin D screening and supplementation within the primary health practice. I know that within the RACGP guidelines, supplementing and screening for vitamin D deficiency and ensuring that children have adequate sun exposure in their early childhood is definitely encouraged and endorsed.
And for those worried about their intake, there's a simple solution.
And so, you know, taking 400 international units that you get in a multivitamin will be completely fine. I believe it will be better if you went for a walk at lunchtime and got some sun exposure. There are other benefits to sun exposure than just vitamin D. So, you know, if you get out and go for a bit of a walk at lunchtime each day, then you should get enough vitamin D that way.
Professor Robin Lucas, ending that report by Caitlin McHugh.